Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. We have a live performance with Courtney Barnett today, coming to you from her hometown of Melbourne in Australia. She releases her full-length debut, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, March 24th. In 2012, Courtney released her first solo EP to a warm reception there and put out a second EP in 2013, and the two were later combined into the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, and gained attention worldwide for the song Avant Gardener. I started out by asking Courtney about writing for this new record, and because she'd been on the road so much, whether she could write on tour.
Totally. I kind of just write all the time. A lot of it I wasn't actually on tour for. I kind of was just around Australia. The day after we finished in the studio, we went on a three-month overseas tour. And up until then, I think we'd only done like a February small run of dates overseas and a little bit when we went to CMJ. So a lot of it was kind of before we had even done much travel overseas.
Yeah, some of these songs you've done, I know you've done live in the meantime, Depressed In, for instance, and when we've been listening to Pedestrian at Best. Do you want to maybe begin with that one?
Sure. That's kind of the one I wrote at the very last minute. In the studio, I wrote the lyrics, and I kind of had the riff floating around for a while, but just couldn't get a melody or words or any of the other stuff. But we recorded it in the studio, hoping that something would come to me. And I don't know, I think on the last or second last day, I kind of wrote the lyrics overnight and did the vocals, and then it was finished. So it's kind of funny that it's the main single.
And it's also funny to me because there's some kind of complicated strings of lyrics in this. And I is that unusual that you could do something like that so quickly?
I don't know. Sometimes songs have kind of taken years, and then sometimes they take a day. And maybe I kind of wasn't thinking too much about it. I wasn't stressing out over the every little bit too much. I didn't really even sing it until I sang it in the studio. So it was a weird kind of process, and it was quite a vulnerable process to sing that for the first time in the studio in front of people. Even though they're my bestest friends in the world. But
yeah, you should trust these people. All right, so this is Pedestrian at Best.
Cool, yeah. Let's do it.
I'm
Live performance today on the World Cafe from Courtney Barnett and this great band. You guys sound fantastic. I can't wait to see you live. A lot of energy. That sounds great.
Thanks.
Now, you know, that title, Pedestrian at Best, when I sort of examined some of the lyrics on that, I worry that that was a review or something you got sometime, or where did that whole expression come from?
I thought it would be funny for radio announcers to back announce that was Pedestrian at Best. But no, the lyric, it comes from a Darren Hanlon song. Darren Hanlon's an Australian songwriter, and it's just a lyric in one of his songs.
You know, it's funny. When we first met you, it was in 2014, and I don't think the EPs were out here yet, but the night after we did our first interview, you went and played what was then your largest gig here in Philadelphia. And, of course, that quickly changed. But I just started thinking about it. At that point, had you not been to the States much? Had you not been out of Australia much?
I think from memory that was the third time we'd been there, getting a nod. But that was the longest kind of we hadn't traveled much.
Right.
We didn't do it much overseas.
Well, you know, I was thinking about how your life has changed and about how it seems to me a lot of your songs come from observing people and stuff. And I'm wondering if once you start the sort of rock and roll lifestyle, if you're able to do that as much.
Of course. I mean, there's so much going on around us all the time. And now with more travel and more meeting more people and growing older, and there's always things to observe.
All right. So where did the title of this come from? I love the title.
Oh, the album title?
Yeah. Sometimes I sit and think. Sometimes I just sit. That's perfect.
I grew up in Sydney, and my grandma was in Melbourne, and we used to drive to Melbourne for Christmas every year and stay with my grandparents. And there was a poster in my grandma's house, and it had it written on it. Sometimes I sit and sometimes I just sit with this little dog. And I always used to look at it as a kid and think it was funny. And then I thought it would be a good album title.
And it is. So there you go.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
It's obviously got some real deep meanings. But, we don't have time to go into that.
All right. What's next?
Next, we are going to do an illustration of loneliness.
I'll lay you awake at 4, staring at the wall, counting all the cracks. Representative of what is going on, I lose.
An Illustration of Loneliness, Sleepless in New York. A song answering our question as to whether Courtney Barnett can write on tour. Definitely. I'm wondering what the range in time of some of these songs are. Were any of these actually written before the EPs came out here in the States?
Yeah. Well, that song, it is about when I went to CMJ in October the year before.
October 13, I guess.
Whenever it was, yep. Yeah. But I think I wrote the actual song months later. And then there's a couple of songs that have kind of been floating around for 4 years or so that I just could never finish. There was always a lyric that got away. And so I'd kind of given up on them and brought them back out and tried to pick them apart when I was writing album songs. And thankfully, I don't know, it's kind of satisfying when it's, when a song's been around for that long to finally finish it.
Right, right. Well, a lot of people leave those songs behind, so it's interesting that you know, kept at them.
Yeah. Well, if it's something that normally, you know, if you really kind of, you love one part of it, it's kind of hard to, it's hard to just completely throw it away.
Right.
Yeah.
Do the lyrics themselves change up a lot, or is it just the other different parts? Because I would think that, you know, even once you've recorded something, you might want to, you know, pop in and change some things up.
Yeah, that's probably the, I guess lots of musicians probably have that, I don't know, that kind of perfectionism,
right.
You know, but I don't know, it's hard to know when to put a stop to that. I mean, you could keep working on a song for 10 years until it was ultra perfect. Or you could just record it now and, you know, let it grow.
When I first saw the song list for this new album, I was immediately drawn to Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party, because I thought, wow, who has not experienced that situation? Was there a specific time that the song came from?
Nah, not a specific moment or anything, and not a specific party, but... just that general kind of, you know, anxiety around, I don't know, going to things and meeting people and friends and I don't know, that kind of pressure of keeping up with your peers.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah, that one too.
Yep, yep.
All those things.
Yep. Well, that's a good one. you can do that one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party. That is another one of the new ones from Courtney Barnett and this great band playing live. You guys, I know, toured for forever, but you sound great. Did taking a break kind of help?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny rhythm. You know, when we tour, you kind of play every day and traveling, and you kind of get in a real rhythm. And then when you come back to playing again, it feels like you haven't played together for 10 years, and you feel like you've forgotten all the songs, like today. But I don't know. We kind of click straight away the minute we start playing again. So it's fun. It's always fun.
Sounds great. There's a song in here called Depreston, which I know you've done some live, but tell people a little bit about the place of Preston itself and what made this not the right place to look for a house.
Sure. Well, the place itself isn't actually that bad. I do quite like it. It's one suburb over from my current address, but it's just kind of got this jokey name amongst friends and residents. But the story of the song is I was looking for a house and was looking through this house in Preston, and the real estate lady was kind of explaining all the, you know, the parts of the house, trying to sell it to you. And then I started to realize that that this kind of old lady's stuff was all there, all of her old lady knickknacks and china plates and all those things. And the real estate lady said that, you know, this old lady had passed away and the family was trying to sell it. And I just had this kind of moment of, I don't know, sadness, I guess, and just that... you know,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain what the feeling was, but just that kind of, I don't know.
It's a little like you're taking it's a little like you're taking over someone's life too, in a weird way. I get a little bit of that from it.
Yeah, and just how, you know, not throw away, but you know how when that someone was just, the real estate person was just trying to do their job, I guess, but you know, just move on and move on to the next owner and make some more money and that kind of thing.
Mm, totally. Well, it's a good one. You can do that one, Depreston?
Yep. I'm going to do this one by myself.
Out further, I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator, never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say? Well, it's a deceased estate. On the pressed metal ceiling's great. Handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floor.
the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
Live on the World Cafe, a solo version of Depressed from Courtney Barnett. And do you like doing solo things like that every so often?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Mm.
Do you write on electric or do you write on acoustic?
A little bit of both, really. I kind of just leave my guitars lying around the house. And I guess, yeah, it's easy to pick up an acoustic guitar and just kind of strum it on the couch, but I think I kind of write better on electric. I don't know why.
That would not sound the same on an acoustic. It sounds great.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, the big question: when are you coming back to the States?
We are going to be back in May and June.
Excellent.
And we're very excited.
Well, we can't wait, and good timing. You'll get some good weather.
Good.
Courtney, thank you so much for this new album and for playing live for us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.